So before you listen to the sermon, read Revelation chapter 13.
Now,
the title of the sermon today is Daniel's 70th week, or the 7 years at the end. And this morning we're going to go into Bible prophecy. Today and the next weeks we will talk about the times of the end.
And
my goal is to show you from the Bible step by step
the
things that the Bible talks about will come to pass in the future.
Now,
last week was in kind of in preparation when we talked about the dual fulfillment of prophecy. Yeah, that is that prophecies in the Bible often have an immediate fulfillment. But also a future fulfillment.
Yeah,
where there is a shadow initially being fulfilled, pointing to a greater fulfillment.
Now,
why is it important that we understand that the Bible does that? Because if you don't understand that, you can choose one of the two. You will say, oh, this is only applying to the immediate fulfillment. Or you will say, this is only applying to the future fulfillment.
And
you're going to miss information. And I gave you, I believe, 7 or 8 examples of this in the Bible.
And if you would search, you would probably get
more than 100 of
those examples.
Yeah, there are those who call themselves preterists, which means they look at everything as it, almost everything that has already happened. And that's because they only look at the immediate fulfillment. They are searching history to see how certain things are fulfilled, and they ignore then all the future applications in the end. And depending on who you talk to, some will say the second coming of Jesus Christ has already happened. Or the millennium reign of Christ has already happened. We're in it. Because Christ is living and is reigning in our hearts and things like
that.
They ignore completely what the Bible actually says is going to happen in the future. Now, Christ is not reigning this earth at this point in time. Just look outside and you know. Hopefully he's reigning in your heart, but yeah, that prophecy is definitely not fulfilled yet.
Yeah.
So today I want to talk about the 7 year period at the end. Yeah, because most of the time when we talk about the end times, we talk about the 7 year period of time. And this is often called Daniel's 70th week.
Now,
my goal this morning is simple. I just want to show you from the Bible that there is such a period of time, and that it is 7 years. And then later on, in next sermons, we're going to fill this in. We're going to look at the separate events that are happening in this period. Now, before you're going to look, I'm going to look at the 70th week of Daniel, specifically, from the prophecy. Yeah, I want to give you a quick overview of the things that happen in the end. And over the next weeks, I will cover those things.
Yeah,
so we have the 7 year period in the end, which is basically divided up in 2 pieces of 3.5 years. The first 3.5 years. We have Satan and his minions bringing death and destruction to this earth. Yeah, this is directly followed by the Antichrist getting into power. That's at the beginning of the second half of the 7 year period of time.
Yeah,
he will declare himself to be God, demanding to be worshipped as God.
همه مردم رو بپرستن.
And he will start persecuting the Christians, the saints.
و شروع میکنه مسیحی ها و مقدسین رو کشتن.
Yeah, these are periods we call tribulation and great tribulation.
زمانی هست که میگیم زمان مصیبت و مصیبت عظیم برای کلیسا.
This persecution of the saints will be cut short by the coming of Jesus Christ.
زمان مسیحیان و کلیسا کوتاه خواهد شد چون عیسی مسیح برمیگرده.
Yeah, where Jesus comes in the clouds.
عیسی مسیح روی ابر.
Yeah, it's the day of the resurrection.
روزی خواهد بود که همه مردگان و مسیح زنده خواهند شد.
And those who are still alive, who are in Christ, will be taken up in the clouds.
They
have to be with the Lord. And of course, this event is often referred to as the rapture. Now, the same day, yeah, that the Christians are taken out of here,
yeah,
God will start pouring out his wrath on this earth. And that will continue for the remainder of the 7-year period of time. At the very end of this period, yeah, Jesus will come back with the saints, with the believers, with us.
Yeah.
Old Testament and New Testament believers. To establish his kingdom here on earth. Yeah, he will wipe out the reign of the Antichrist.
Yeah.
That will happen in a battle that's often called the Battle of Armageddon. Which is not a very biblical name. The biblical name would be the Battle of the Great Day of the God, of God Almighty. Yeah, that's from Revelation 16:14. If you ever want to search it up. Yeah, we're not going to read it now. You can. It's just as a reference. And this will be the start of the millennium reign of Christ. Yeah, during this time, Satan will be bound. After 1,000 years, Satan will be released for a short period of time. In which he will deceive the nations.
He
will deceive the nations again.
Yeah,
to go against God. And that will end with another battle called the Battle of Gog and Magog. And then we have the White Throne Judgment and we have the
Yeah.
So today I will focus on the period that is most relevant to us. And that is the 7-year period of time. And I hope going through it step by step like this that you have a clear understanding of what the Bible teaches on this. Yeah. So before I want to go to the prophecy in Daniel.
قبل از اینکه بریم کتاب دانیال رو باز کنیم و بخونیمش.
Yeah, I want to look at the book of Revelation and see that 7-year period there as well.
اون 7 سال توی مکاشفه چجوریه؟
Yeah, because there are those who want to dismiss that this Daniel 70th week prophecy has something to do with the end times.
چون خیلی هستن که میخوان بگن دانیال و 72 هفته دانیال 6 رفته به ایام آخر.
Yeah, so I'll shortly point you that we can find this also in the book of Revelation.
تو کتاب مکاشفه پیداش کنیم. ببینین که تو کتاب مکاشفه.
Yeah, we'll find periods like 1260 days.
در حقیقت 1260 سال
42 months.
نام برده شده 42 ماه.
3.5 years.
3 سال و نیم.
And of course, these are all the same amount of time.
60 days is 3.5 years.
And we will find two kind of periods with that length. And it's clear that there are different periods. Different things happen in them. And together they form this 7-year period of time.
Now,
let me first show you how the book of Revelation is divided up. Because I will be starting in chapter 12. And that might surprise some of you. Yeah, so the book of Revelation, if you want to understand it, it is divided in two parts. It is 1 to 11. And then you have a second time the same story is told again.
داستان تکرار میشه از 12 به بعد.
Yeah, which is from 12 to 22.
از 12
and both are in chronological order.
در حقیقت هر دوتاش یه داستانه و این هم فقط
yeah, so if you ever read the book of Revelation and you've wondered why things seem to be repeated.
خوندی و به نظرتون میاد که چرا دوباره داره تکرار میکنه؟ به نظر میاد داره تکرار میکنه.
That's because there is a large part that is being repeated a second time from a different perspective. Things are explained.
Now,
let me prove you that from the Bible shortly. So you've seen it for yourself. Go to Revelation chapter 11. And read verse 15. Yeah? And listen to the language there. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
و هفتمین فرشته بنواخ که ناگاه صداهای بلند در آسمان واقع شد که می گفتند سلطنت های جهان از آن خداوند ما و مسیح او شدند و تا به ابد حکمرانی خواهد کرد.
Now if you read this, this is clearly the end of a period.
اگه اینو بخونید واقعا می‌فهمین که این
This is when Jesus just
starts
reigning.
شروع می‌کنه سلطنت کردن.
And his reign is forever and ever.
و سلطنتش تا ابدالآباد ادامه داره.
Now this comes after the reign of the Antichrist, after Jesus coming in the clouds, after God pouring out his wrath on this earth, yeah, with the seventh trumpet judgment. Okay, now read from chapter 12, verses 1 till 5, which is the wrong reference, is it? Oh yeah, read 12, 1 to 5. We'll look at another one, other scripture in a moment. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne.
و علامتی عظیم در آسمان ظاهر شد. زنی که آفتاب را در بر دارد و ماه زیر پاهایش و بر سرش تاجی از 12 ستاره است و آبستن بوده از درد زایمان و عذاب زاییدن فریاد برمی آورد. و علامت دیگر در آسمان پدید آمد که اینک اژدهاهای بزرگ آتشگون که او را 7 سر و 10 شاخ بود و بر سرهایش 7 تاج و دومش 1/3 ستارگان آسمان را کشیده آنها را بر زمین ریخت و اژدها پیش آن زن که می زایید بایستاد تا چون بزاید فرزند او را ببلد. پس پسر بچه ای را زایید که همه امتهای زمین را به عصای آهنین حکمرانی خواهد کرد و فرزندش به نزد خدا و تخت سلطنت او روموده شد.
Yes, now who is this child that is born?
فرزندی که متولد میشه کیه؟
Yeah, who is that the child that will rule the nations with a rod of iron?
این فرزندی که قراره با عصای آهنین حکمرانی کنه.
That was called up to his throne, yeah.
به روی تخت سلطنتش.
And of course this is pointing to Jesus Christ.
برمیگرده به تولد عیسی مسیح.
So here we are back in the first century.
برمیگردیم
looking at the birth of Christ.
داریم به تولد عیسی مسیح نگاه می‌کنیم که
چطور. Why is that?
چرا دوباره داره یادآوری می‌کنه؟
In chapter 12 we start the history over again about the end times. And
چون فصل 12 داستان رو دوباره از اول شروع میکنه برامون تعریف کرده.
Yeah, like we started in the first half.
We're talking about the churches. در مورد کلیساها شروع کرد.
The letters that were given to the churches.
که به کلیساها داده شد.
Now
فصل 12 برمیگرده به
Go to Revelation 16:10.
مکاشفه 16:10 رو باز کنید.
Yeah, so this is after chapter 11.
بعد از فصل 12.
After chapter 12.
بعد از فصل 12.
And the fifth angel poured out his vial on the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain.
و پنجمین فرشته پیاله خود را بر تخت بحش ریخت و مملکت او تاریک گشت و آنها زبانهای خود را از درد می‌گزیدند.
Whose seat? Whose kingdom?
زبان‌هایی که بر روی کی فرستاد
It's the seat in the kingdom of the beast. Yeah, the Antichrist.
بر تخت کی ریخت؟ بر تخت وحش.
So in chapter 16,
آیه فصل 16,
the Antichrist is in power.
نشون میده که اون ضد مسیح قدرت
How is this possible in chapter 11?
چجوری فصل 11؟
It said that Jesus will has his kingdom has come and
he
will reign forever and ever.
که ابدالآباد زندگی میکنه و سلطنت خواهد کرد. اما تو فصل 16 دوباره
And the answer is simple. This is the second time the story has been told.
دومین باره که داستان اعلام میشه. برای همینه.
And I don't have time to go much deeper into this.
وقت ندارم که جزئیات بیشتری براتون باز کنم.
Compare the seven trumpets with the seven vials.
شیپور رو با هم مقایسه کنید.
And you will see they belong together.
ببینید که ربط داره به هم.
And I don't say they're exactly the same.
نمیگم که کاملا.
But the first trumpet and the first vial they go together.
اولین شیپور و اولین
The second trumpet and the second vial go together.
و دومین شیپور و دومین پیاله عین همه.
And that's again because they're describing the same periods.
همون فصل رو با یک مثال دیگه دارم چیز می‌کنه. یکیشو به پیاله تشبیه کرده، یکیشو به شیپور.
Some people criticize that how can you just divide that up into nowhere else in the Bible that's done.
دو قسمت. هیچ جای کتاب مقدس دو قسمت نیست.
That's actually not true. There's another book in the Bible that's exactly divided like that.
کتاب مقدس هم هست که اونم دقیقاً دو قسمت.
And it's the other big prophecy book in the Bible. That's the book of Daniel in the Old Testament.
عتیقه که همش پر از نبوت.
There you have the first six chapters. Yeah, which are more easy to understand.
Yeah.
And it goes over several kings that have been there where Daniel served under. And then we have chapter 7 till
12.
Where we go back in time again.
And
we know that because Daniel tells you in which year of which king he is having these visions.
و میگه تو کدوم سال و زمان سلطنت کدوم پادشاه این خواب‌ها رو دیده، این رویاها رو دیده.
Yeah, so there's another book in the Bible which is the other great prophecy book of the Old Testament.
It is divided the same way. دانیال هم به دو قسمت تقسیم شده چون دانیال.
So having said that, yeah, Revelation 12, we're starting the story for the second time. We're back in the first century. We have the ascension of Jesus being mentioned.
برمیگردیم به قرن اول و زنده شدن اومدن عیسی مسیح روی ابرها رو دوباره اعلام میکنه.
And let me now show you these two periods of time.
کلام مقدس دو تا مثال ها رو بهتون نشون بدم.
We read about a woman who gave birth to a child.
Now,
at first glance, you will directly think, this is Mary, because Mary gave physically birth to Jesus. And others will say, oh no, it's Israel. Because they look at the sun, the moon, and the 12 stars.
به ستاره، به ماه، به ده ستاره نگاه میکنن.
This must be the tribes of Israel.
و میگن این قوم اسرائیله چون 12 تا ستاره است.
And even though in a sense that is true, it is Mary who gave birth to Jesus.
با اینکه حقیقت مریم عیسی مسیح رو متولد کرد.
Of course, from Israel Jesus came. They delivered the Messiah.
از اسرائیل عیسی مسیح اومد و متولد شد، درسته؟
But I believe you actually have to go a step further back.
اما ایمان دارن که
because the woman represents mankind.
چون زن نشونه If
you want to put a name on that woman, it will be Eve.
Who is
the mother of all living?
Hava, mother of all nasla.
And you will see why. Go to Genesis 3:15. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon the belly shalt thou go, and thus shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
پس یهوه خدا به مار گفت، چون چنین کردی، از همه چهار پایان و همه بهوش زرار ملعون تری. در شکمت خواهی خزید و همه روزهای زدگر خاک خواهی برد. میان تو و زن و میان نسل تو و نسل زن دشمنی میگذارم. او سر تو را خواهد کوبید و تو پاشنه وی را خواهی زد.
Yeah, so from the very beginning, we're told there's enmity between the woman and the seed, humankind, and Satan, the serpent. Yeah, Satan hates humankind. Satan hates his own minions.
The people
who are doing his bidding. And Satan wants to destroy humankind. Now, let's continue reading in chapter 12 from Revelation and read verse 6. And the woman fled into the wilderness where she had a place prepared of God that they should feed her there 1,260 days.
و زن به بیابان فرار کرد که در آنجا مکانی برای وی از خدا مهیا شده است تا او را مدت 1260 روز بپروراند.
Yeah, so here you have this period of 1260 days mentioned.
1260 نام برده.
Yeah, which is 42 months, which is 3.5 years. Yeah, skip to verse 13 and 14 of the same chapter.
آیه 13 و 14 همون فصل بخونید.
Where we see the same thing again. And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time, for the face of the serpent.
و چون اژدها دید که بر زمین افکنده شده، بر آن زن که پسر بچه را زاییده بود جفا کرد و دو بار عقاب بزرگ به زن داده شد تا به بیابان به مکان خود پرواز کند، جایی که او را از نظر آن مار زمانی و دو زمان و نصف زمان پرورش می‌کند.
Yeah, talking about the same thing, but here Jesus
and
Peter described as a time, times, one, times, two, and half a time.
Yeah,
so this is also talking about the same period of 3.5 years. Yeah, remember, I want to show you that the 7-year period of the end is also found in the book of Revelation. Yeah, so for 3.5 years, we have here a persecution of mankind. And later on, in future sermons, we will come back to this and we'll see this matching up with all the scriptures from Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, and etc. And everybody will suffer under this.
و همه سختی خواهند کشید.
Okay, now read the next verses in Revelation chapter 12.
مکاشفه فصل 12 آیه بعدی رو بخونیم.
And the serpent cast out of his mouth 15-17. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
و زمین زن را و زمین زن را حمایت کرد و زمین دهان خود را گشاده آن رود را که اژدها از دهان خود ریخت فرو برد و اژدها بر زن خشم گرفته رفت تا به باقی ماندگان نسل او که از احکام خود که احکام خدا را حفظ می کنند و شهادت عیسی مسیح را نگاه می دارند جنگ کنند.
Yeah, so after the spirit of 1260 days,
yeah,
the spirit of time, times, and half a time, there are other things happening. Yeah, and we know that after this, Satan will possess the Antichrist.
And
again, in the future sermons, we'll come back to that. And it says he will make war with the remnant of her seed. Yeah, the remnant of the seed of the woman who represents humankind. Now, which group is that? Now, it says that it's a group that keeps the commandment of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Yeah, these are Christians. Satan will make war on the Christians. Yeah, and of course, saints in the New Testament always refer to Christians. Just do a word search and you will find that Paul talks about Gentile believers as saints.
Now,
the very next chapter, Revelation chapter 13, is going to talk about the Antichrist. Now, read a couple of those verses. Read verses 5-7 from Revelation chapter 13. And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, and that them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kingdoms and tongues and nations.
پس دهان خود را به کفرها بر علیه خداوند گشود تا بر اسم او و خیمه او و ساکنان آسمان کفر گوید و به وی داده شد که با مقدسین جنگ کند و بر ایشان غلبه یابد و تسلط بر هر قبیله و زبان امت به دو عطا شد.
Yeah, so this is about the Antichrist. And we see also in a period of 3.5 years, 42 months here, that he is in power. And he will use that power that he has to make war with the saints. So first we had a 3.5 period of time of tribulation on this earth. And at the end of that, we have a 42 months period of the Antichrist being in power.
Yeah,
this is the second part of the same 7-year period of time.
قسمت دوم اون 7 سالو داره
میگه. Yeah, and then, I mean, now in the spirit, of course, more things happening.
میدونی که تو اون 3 سال
دیگه همه میافته
و در موردش صحبت خواهیم کرد.
Most importantly, the second coming of Jesus Christ is in the 7 years.
مسیح اومدنش در اون آخر 7 سال اتفاق میافته.
Yeah, and at the end, of course, we'll have the millennium reign of that, which will also look a little bit more about
all that today. در موردش امروز مطالعه خواهیم
کرد. Yeah, but what I wanted to see is that there is a 7-year period of time.
میخوام ببینید که 7
and that we can see this also in the book of Revelation. So.